Hello, my little one here. What you here for? This. The oh, excellent. Yeah. No,
I thought there was a board meeting.
this is the
This is
public
your
hearing
public
for
hearing.
the annual action plan and consolidated
Yeah. For some
hearing.
reason, I thought there was a board meeting today.
Yeah, no worries. We're just talking about the state put together. Well, actually, I'll read my script here in a second, and that'll tell you what it's all about. And if you want to offer comments, love to have them.
Sounds good.
But all right. Whoa. Okay. Why am I getting a bunch of pop-ups? Okay.
What's your name, sir?
Oh, I'm Zach Levitt.
Oh, is that technically the one on the?
Yeah, I'm the contact. Okay. Well, it is 11 o'clock. Let me get the webinar back. Okay. Well, let me read this statement, and then we'll chat more. Okay. Hello, all, and welcome to the public hearing for the State of Utah's Annual Action Plan and Consolidated Plan Substantial Amendment. My name is Zach Levitt. I'm a program manager with the State of Utah supporting the Community Development Block Grant Program. That's accurate. The purpose of this public hearing is to receive feedback from the public regarding the annual action plan and planning process, which we are finalizing with this hearing. The annual action plan planning process serves as a framework for community-wide dialogue to identify housing and community development priorities that align and focus funding from the Community Planning and Development Formula Block Grant programs from the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD. These programs include the Community Development Block Grant Program, the Home Investment Partnership Program, the Housing Trust Fund Program, the Emergency Solutions Grants Program, and Housing Opportunities for Persons with AIDS program. The annual action plan is a continuation of an extension of the 2025 to 2029 consolidated plan, which outlines the state's strategic goals to address the issues facing housing, homelessness, and community development. It also outlines the specific actions being taken to deploy HUD funding. Additionally, another purpose of today's meeting is to discuss the substantial amendment that has been proposed to the State of Utah's consolidated plan. Based upon legislation passed in the 2026 legislative cycle for the State of Utah, the administration of the consolidated plan, along with the funding sources outlined within the plan, including the Community Development Block Grant Program, the Home Investment Partnership Program, the Housing Trust Fund Program, and the Housing Opportunities for Persons with AIDS Program, have been moved from the Department of Workforce Services to the Governor's Office of Economic Development, with the exception of the Emergency Solutions Grant that will be remaining with the Department of Workforce Services. No other changes have been proposed at this time. We now open the remaining time to those who are interested in providing comments or feedback to the plan. If you would like to provide feedback, please note the following. The personal data that you provide or that is collected from you when you attend or speak at a public meeting is classified as a public record pursuant to Utah Code Annotated 63G-2-301 of the Government Records Access Management Act, or GRAMA, and may be available to the public as provided by Utah Code 63G-2-201. The time is now open.
Great.
All right. So,
So does this get recorded and entered in the book? Okay. Yeah. Where should I?
just you want to come sit at the table, and then I've got
This camera, okay.
yeah, it's this camera.
Thanks, Zach.
Yeah, no problem.
My name is Darren Mono. I'm with Housing Connect. We're the housing authority for the County of Salt Lake.
Darren, how do you spell it?
MANO.
MAMO.
MANON.
N as in no.
Nancy. Yes.
Got it. Okay. Darren Mono.
And it's DA1R and an IN.
IN. Darren Mono, Salt.
Housing Connect.
Housing Connect, the Housing Authority of Salt Lake
Salt Lake County.
County.
Yes.
Okay.
My comments are not formal, but I wanted to just share. Housing Connect was consulted in the plan. We're one of the listed agencies that we're outreach to, and we appreciate that. And we want to continue to offer ourselves as a resource. Housing Connect is the Housing Authority for the County of Salt Lake. We support nearly 6,000 households a year through a variety of housing choice vouchers, owned housing, and supportive housing programs. And we're very excited about the changes that have been made at the state level with moving the departments and streamlining different processes under different leadership structures. I feel excited and hopeful that that will continue to improve the processes at the state level. We're grateful for all the work that the state has done on affordable housing, and are also interested and happy about the focus that we've seen on affordable for sale, owner-occupied housing. But we do want to remind the public and the state that deeply affordable rental housing is still a very important part of the landscape of affordable housing. Of the nearly 6,000 households that we serve, the vast majority of them are either elderly or disabled. Even still, 30% of our residents have some form of employment income, but a lot of them do not, and a lot of them cannot work given their disabilities or age. And the average income is under $14,000. So those are nearly 6,000 households that would be otherwise very well could be homeless if not for the programs that we serve. So just want to remind the state that deeply affordable rental housing is still an important part of the picture, and applaud the state for the focus on affordable for sale at
And I'm going to say give support
Yes.
for affordable owner-occupied housing.
Yep.
Is that a fair way to say it?
Yeah, we're even at Housing Connect, we're even though our mission is traditionally deeply affordable rental housing, we have a goal to also create affordable owner-occupied housing as well. So we see that as an important part of the puzzle.
Excellent. All right.
That's all.
Oh, I have two attendees. Is there anyone who would like to, who's online? Here, I'm gonna turn the camera around for just a sec. Is there anyone online who would like to give a thought or a comment? If you would like to just go ahead and give a reaction, like raise your hand or yeah, I think raise hand is what we have for this webinar. And Matt, Todd, you guys are allowed to give comment if you want. You can raise your hands. But if you're just listening in, that's fine too. Back around. So, Darren, who over with DHCD do you have you mostly worked with OHS or are you guys
We do, yeah.
you've done both? Do you work with Dan Murphy?
I don't know Dan Murphy. Well, I'm pretty new with Housing Connect as
Oh,
well.
okay.
Before this, I was on the Salt Lake City Council.
Oh, right on.
But we do work with, I've worked with Tyler Clancy and Steve Waldrop and
Yeah.
Trish Davis-Winter
Okay.
and all of them. We do operate COC funding as well.
Oh,
So
excellent.
we work with that team, but
Oh, perfect.
primarily we're the housing authority, so we're doing housing choice vouchers, and then we're building affordable housing through the LIHTC program.
Okay.
We still have 184 public housing units that we're trying to convert to Section 8 platforms.
Okay. Just if so Dan Murphy runs our home and HTF and
Oh,
any
okay.
state affordable housing dollars we get, and then another
I'm quite
person's in
certain
a,
that someone at my agency
is probably talking to Dan
was
Murphy.
working today with, yeah.
Yeah. Then the other individual that would be a really good contact in our office would be Carmen Martinez.
Carmen Martinez. Okay, thank
Yeah.
you.
And I even will give you an email address.
All right, nothing more.
Because she's our deeply affordable housing
Oh,
specialist
great.
program manager.
Carmen Martinez and Dan Murphy.
Yeah. Yeah, so Dan runs our the
Home partnership.
yeah, he does home and HTF. He's over the Olean Walker Housing Fund Loan Board. I
For
think
some
that's what
reason,
it's
I
called. I
thought
just call it
today.
Olean Walker.
Yeah, for some reason, I thought today was an Olean Walker board meeting, but
So the
they're
way
the
we
body that convenes it, but they don't have to be here.
So the reason we the way we do these public hearings, notifications and comment periods is because of the way that the public meeting notice website is set up,
Yeah.
we have to we attach it to the board and we just call it a hearing. So
Okay.
sorry to for
That's
the
okay.
slight misdirection. It was just meant to be a comment period, but I still appreciate you coming and giving us
That's
comments.
okay. I was gonna try and write comments, but just never got around
That's fine.
to it.
They would have come to me anyway,
Yeah.
so we're good.
Okay, this is better.
But yeah,
Yeah,
so
I'd love
we
to.
did this for Olean Walker and for Community Development Block Grant. Next
Could
year,
the
we're hoping to have a
kind of annual
dedicated
plan,
platform.
consolidated plan, cover both of those?
Yeah.
So there you have to go again.
Yeah. All of our CPD funding, the Community Planning and Development
Okay.
Office at HUD. There's the five major ones. CDBG, Home, HTF, ESG, and HOPWA that are covered by the consolidated plan. But then it's also a framework for any extra funding we may get, like the recovery housing program that I also administer. So while it's not covered by this, it's the framework that we outline in our consolidated plan supports that type of program.
Okay, and those all run up, roll up to you.
They all go through our office, yeah. I specifically oversee Community Development Block Grant and this planning process.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still kind of figuring that all out. We're just finishing our annual plan.
Oh, you guys have to do an annual action too?
We do.
Ooh.
Yeah, because we're a housing authority, so
Yeah,
most of
you
our
get to do
funding
one.
directly from HUD.
Yeah.
We all have to do, we have to do the exact same thing. At the city, we always did it, but I was never involved in the actual writing of it or the administering of it.
Yeah.
But we would do our public hearings in like a city council meeting. So, yeah, but that's not what, I don't think that at the Housing Connect we do them in a board meeting. I think we just do them separately, like
Yeah.
probably the exact same format as this.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, like the CFR that governs how you're supposed to do it is pretty broad to encompass any method that
Yeah,
basically
that's fair.
hits the sandbox, which is we outreach to the public, and this is the response we got back.
Cool. Yeah, we're just finishing our annual plan. I actually owe my coworker comments on a couple of my sections tomorrow. So,
Well, if you need any public comment, feel free to send it over.
okay.
Or if you need any, like,
Is it bad if you don't get public comment? They don't really care, right?
the. It's more about the process than
That you communicate.
getting comment. Like I said, the last three times I've done this, no public comment.
Really? Okay. In
Yeah.
the first in 3 years.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay,
And
good.
that's okay.
That's
That's
good.
okay.
That's good. We want to be more. So my role's new for Housing Connect,
Okay.
and part of the goal is that we're connected more with outside agencies. And so I'm like,
Quit
oh, so
operating in
upset.
silos.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, and I think my agency is really good at what we do, and it's a bunch of people that have been there doing the work for a really long time. But I mean, our CEO does a good job of external, but I think my job was created for us to be a little more external facing.
Fair.
So I'm trying to show up to things like this. And
Hey, that's perfect. And we always love to have partners drop in on us. I mean, like, yeah, we get the money and then we got to turn around and figure out how to get it out the door. And so if somebody shows up, it's like, hey, that's convenient. Like, the community development block grant program, we can't program it at the state. We have to give it to grantees to go and get it out the door, right?
I thought you could can take administrative costs
I
out
mean,
of
like, we
that
can
at
take
some point,
admin
but
money, but I can't say, okay, and now we are going to fund this specific project.
it has to be an
It
app.
has to be a grantee saying, we would like this funding to fund this project, and it has to be in our consolidated plan, like within the framework. It's a little different than entitlement grants, like what you would get at the city or at a public housing authority, because we are basically stepping into the role of HUD. So
Yeah, the
we.
city does get block grants as well. They administer CDBG,
I think you get home and ESG as
ESG,
well.
home, and HPWA.
Oh yeah, you guys are the yeah
We're now the only one getting
yeah the
HPWA.
statewide case count went down far enough outside of Salt Lake County or city. I can't remember if it's the county or the
The
city.
county doesn't have
Okay, so it's
HPWA, it's
just
just the
city.
city. Yeah. It's
Which I
hard
mean,
though.
like, hooray.
And our agency gets, I think, all of the HPWA funding from the city,
Okay.
which is actually a little. We're the county housing authority, but there's also a city housing authority that operates within the city limits, but they don't do supportive housing programs as much as we do. So
So it just makes sense to
still,
run
it just
through the
makes sense
county
for
one.
us to do it, but we do a lot of things in Salt Lake City as
Yeah.
well.
I mean, like, you cover the entire county. That does include the city, even though the city has its own housing authority.
Yeah, technically, to do things in Salt Lake City, we have to get like a jurisdictional approval from the City Housing Authority and the City Council, but we have it done.
That's just a yearly MOU that
It's a
everybody
yearly thing.
signs. It's like, yeah, why disrupt a good thing?
Yeah, but I think we have money from the state home in several of our projects, including New City Plaza,
More likely than not.
and yeah, we have actually a. We're waiting on like a BABA waiver request for that in order.
Who submitted it?
County.
Okay. So it was county home dollars.
I think we have county and state home dollars
Yeah.
in that, but I think the county submitted the BABA waiver
Okay.
because we were awarded it like 2 years after construction started. So we had already procured everything.
I would do it.
And so it's like, well, BABA compliance wasn't even. We also started doing the reconstruction before BABA was even a thing. So there were two reasons why, like, we're not BABA compliant. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm currently involved in trying to get a BABA waiver for a project out in Emory County.
How long has it been taking?
We started on it in April. And I am working, like, I'm
Oh,
counting the
boy.
entire process. Like, I had them, they came to us and they're like, we can't find these BABA compliant components. And I'm like, okay, start your search again and then do it again and then hit up NIST, I think it's the
National
MEPS
Health.
program.
Okay.
NIST is the, I forget what they stand for. It's under the Department of Commerce, and there's
Okay.
actually a nationwide procurement search service to find BABA
Baba
compliant
compliant. Interesting.
components, and they couldn't find them either.
Yeah.
So now that we've got all that, now we gotta go through the actual waiver.
What point are you at in the process?
I am just so we got the worksheet off of the federal website. And we're just going through making sure we can answer all the questions for each component that we're requesting a waiver for. 20 different components. I need 20 different
Ours was
things.
the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because we had already, we're
Yeah,
like
because
mostly done with construction.
you could do an entire project, but
We did
I
that,
can't
yeah.
do
an entire project because I've got enough compliant material. And I'm like, I could
Oh, that's
try.
actually probably harder.
Yeah, it is. Because, like, we're talking like floor drains. I have to find floor drains that meet this commercial, that meet the standard. So,
Interesting.
anyway, so I got one last meeting with the grantee and their contractor just to go through and
So
make
you
sure I
haven't
have all the
submitted it
data.
yet.
No, but I've actually sat down and gone through, like, well, I haven't gone through it. I got a demonstration on how to go through it. And so, like, to me, it feels like the harder part is gathering the info. Once you have it, it takes 20 minutes to fill out.
We have found that the once it's submitted, getting responses is actually really hard from the Native America office. Because we keep like, oh, it's not happening, it's not happening. And then we have this public comment period, because there's a public comment period for that
Yep,
as well.
15 days.
And that finished, and then it wasn't being transmitted, and now it's been transmitted, and we don't know when it's going to happen. And we have between the state and the county, we have almost 1.9 million tied up.
And
And the building's been completed for a year. So,
you're just waiting.
yeah, we had to float that in the meantime. I don't even know how we did that or where that came from.
Somebody gave you a very generous line of credit, I'm guessing.
Something, or it could be because we're a what's called an MTW, Moving to Work Housing Authority. So we have
Oh.
some flexibility. I don't know if that's what they did. I genuinely don't know how they did it,
That's
but
all wizardry in the background,
it
anyway.
is wizardry. But like we can take some funding from other places, but it's very possible that like it could have come from the voucher pool. And so we're just serving through a voucher
Oh,
tenancy in the
crap.
meantime. I don't know. That's probably not what it is, but it's money that should be going somewhere else that
You're just floating it.
we're floating until this gets done.
You know I'm recording all this, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just want to double check. It's like,
Yeah, no, I genuinely don't know where that's coming from,
Okay.
but that was
Yeah.
anyway, we're waiting on the Baba waiver on that. But
Fair.
I can't give you guys.
Yeah, well, I'll have to reach out to you. What's your
Let me give you my
yeah, if
address.
you got a card, I'll take a
That's okay.
card, because I'm gonna reach out and follow up with you.
Yeah, it'd be great to connect with you on this little one.
Yeah. And I'll send you emails with like Carmen's contact, Dan's contact.
And again, I'm sure
You'll
someone at
want
my
to talk to
agency,
Trish,
I'm sure someone
especially.
at my agency is working with them.
I'd be very surprised if they weren't, but since your role was like external facing, let's get you connected to
Okay, great.
the appropriate persons.
So you're doing all that paperwork, though.
Because we're the grantee, we have to do it, and
You
it's
get the grant.
by program, so I get to fill it out.
And the awardee is not filling it out.
Well, so I made them. I had them, I shouldn't say I made them. I had them do all the footwork for getting me the information, getting me the documentation that they couldn't find about a compliant material, because their contractor knew what the heck he was looking for. And so they would go and so they went and they did all that footwork for me. And then it's just a simple matter of taking the information I've got, taking their statements,
Putting it all in the HUD approved forms.
putting it in the HUD approved form. So like, like
Public
I've
comment.
done IDIS. It's not too bad.
The public comment period for the Baba waiver is a HUD process, right?
Department of Commerce,
Oh.
specifically the Made in America. So,
It is within the Made in America office. Sorry. Okay.
So the whole point of the public comment period is to give manufacturers a chance to jump on and say,
That makes sense.
actually, I can supply that. Here's my cost.
Yeah.
So,
Is there a cost reasonableness?
yeah, it's 25%.
25% more than whatever is
And then you can,
a
and
non-Baba compliant.
correct.
So if they can meet it within 25%, then you have to.
You don't necessarily have to.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna wait till we're
Yeah,
done
yeah,
with
yeah.
this and I can turn the recording off.
Yeah. Okay.
Not that what I'm gonna say can't go on the public record. It's
Sure.
also context matters.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and this is all like, I've only been there since February, so all that stuff's happening, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know we were doing this, but then all of a sudden we've been waiting for it for a while, and so.
It's not a quick process. That's the long and the short of it.
It's over learning.
Yeah. And I get why it exists. Like, I understand what the federal government was trying to do with it. And like, genuinely, I can see the argument for it. So it's just still so new, and we're still trying to figure out how do we dot the I's and cross the T's as program administrators, right?
It's even like sitting in the job trailers with the contractors and the architect. It's like,
Oh, we had a new person jump on. Hi, Susan. Just saw that you joined us. If you'd like to make a comment, would love to hear it. Just indicate by raising your hand. And you are live. Just because you weren't here at the start, let me read this little thing to you just for public disclosure. If you'd like to provide feedback, please note the following. The personal data that you provide or that is collected from you when you attend or speak at a public meeting is classified as a public record pursuant to Utah Code annotated 63G-2-301 of the Government Records Access Management Act and may be available to the public as provided by Utah Code 63G-2-201. The time is now yours.
Okay. Well, thank you. I know I'm very late, and I was really just going to listen in, so I don't have a comment to make, but
Oh, okay.
the meeting may be essentially over.
Nah, yeah, we've just been chatting, but if you have a comment, love to hear it. If you just want to listen in, that's fine too.
I'll just listen. Thank you.
Sure thing.
Do you have to keep it open for a certain number of minutes?
I go for 30 minutes just to make sure that we have that there's sufficient time.
They
Best practices.
don't dictate how long.
HUD kind of does, kind of doesn't. It's one of those like do what you do, make sure you're doing it for the benefit of informing the public. And so what me and my office have determined is that keep it open for the length of the comment period.
How long have you been doing this?
That's specifically 3 years.
Were you doing HUD things before that, though?
I've been off and on connected with HUD for about seven.
Oh, wow. Okay, this is like my first jump into all the HUD regulation stuff.
Yeah.
So it's been, I'm learning a lot quickly.
Ooh, have you ever been in contact with the HUD Region 8 Users Group?
No, what's that?
Okay. It is a consortium of just HUD grantees, so people who get funding from HUD, specifically focusing on like home and CDBG.
Okay.
But there's because it's HUD and we're talking about HUD and
Yeah.
CDBG and home are kind of the two bigger programs, and a lot of things kind of branch off that. There's still good stuff that occurs in those
Is it an
meetings.
online forum or is
Yeah.
that in person?
It's a once a quarter get together and do trainings,
Oh.
but it's also a connection network. Like if you have a question, about, say, a BABA waiver, for example, you can go to the group and they can
Oh, that's nice.
give you resources.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's in addition to being able to talk to like HUD directly or the National Association. I don't know if housing authorities have a national
We have
association.
NARO.
NAR,
Oh,
oh,
we
that's
actually
right,
have two. We
NARO.
have NARO and FADA.
NARO and FADA, okay. They partner a lot with CASDA, and the
What's
state of Utah is
CASDA?
in CASDA,
CASDA.
the Council of State Development Agencies.
CASDA. Oh.
So COSDA, yeah. Anyway, all right. We are at time. If there are no other comments, I will go ahead and close this meeting and thank you everyone for your participation.